Shijaz MS has had a busy few weeks. He's helped hundreds of COVID-19 patients for free in the southern city of Kochi since the pandemic began. Demand for his services has increased since cases started rising a few weeks ago.
Now many COVID patients and their families call me when they need any help, like taking them to hospital, vaccination, getting food, etc. There are others who volunteer to help me do this, and many locals have pitched in to help me with the expenses.
The southern state of Kerala has recorded its highest single-day increase since March 2020. Every second person testing for the virus in its capital is positive. The government has imposed new restrictions. Most school classes are being held online, cinemas and gyms have closed, and public events have been banned. Hospital admissions have gone up across the state, and its death toll is one of the highest in India. Rajneesh is mourning the loss of his father, who recently died from COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated.
We managed during the first wave, but the second wave was difficult for poor people like us. Now during the third wave, we have lost our father. We don't know what to do. My mother is really upset. Because of COVID protocols, we barely got a glimpse of him when we took his body for cremation.
Other states are seeing new infections steadily decline. In Western India, Maharashtra has reopened schools 2 weeks earlier than planned. New cases in its capital, Mumbai, have dropped to their lowest levels in weeks.
What I think is that the metropolis has already seen the peak, and we are seeing a steady downward trend in most of the big cities. But what is still there is the B-class cities and the villages, the cases have been really reported to be less. So what I'm expecting is that we might be, India as a country, might peak in the next 1 or 2 weeks.
New Delhi has imposed the highest number of restrictions, but is expected to ease some soon. And later this week, authorities will decide whether to extend a ban on political rallies and public meetings as voters in several states head for the polls. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.